How many years have you been talking about how great the audio quality is going to be?
How long we've been doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd think with the technology, but all right, do the show anyway. Hello and welcome to episode 401 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
Vancouver, Canada. What's going on, Adam?
Back to school.
What grade are you in? Who's your teacher?
I'll find out later today.
Where's your homeroom?
Next to the library.
Yeah, bad spot.
Why?
So they hide all the books, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to school. Is it bittersweet or is it just sweet? Get those kids out of, okay, I don't want to say your hair, but
yeah. Get them out of my bald.
Yeah. Well, right. But it's nice. It's nice to, you know, get them out of your arm hair.
I think that it is sweet in that I like routines. I think, you know, they like the routines, all their activities start up again. So it is, it's definitely a good thing. I believe.
Was your daughter's dance off for the holidays?
Yeah, it's off for the summer. So she starts.
Oh
again.
Man, that must've just been like really, what do you call it? I don't know. Must've been tough for her because I know she's really into it.
And it occupies a lot of her time, so she has too much time on her hands. Yeah,
that's what I'm getting at. It must be like when you're getting the bends and you're coming up too fast diving.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good. It's good. She actually doesn't start till next week, so it all starts next week. So this is her last week of having too much time on her hands.
If you have too much time on your hands, what you ought to do is surf around on Amazon and buy stuff you don't need.
Perfect.
If you do, click through our site and help us out.
Okay.
My weights showed up the other day.
Okay.
Do I sound buff?
Yeah, you sound jacked.
Yeah, I haven't actually been lifting them because that takes effort.
Right. But you look at them. True. They're in the corner and they have a nice little stand.
No, I didn't get the stand.
Okay.
I just put them on the floor.
Okay.
Collecting dust. No, it's not true. I use them every day.
Okay, great.
So my shoulders are just unbelievable.
Great.
The rest, everything else, just chicken legs. I'm that guy. I'm the guy at the gym who just 7 days a week does bench press.
Right.
I love those guys. Hey, you're looking good. And guess who takes the most selfies in the mirror? That guy. We had a guy on our ball team like that a couple years ago. Well, he's not on our team. Hasn't been on our team for a couple years. We kind of made sure he didn't come back. His nickname, I can't remember his actual name, but we called him Chest. To his face. He thought it was a compliment. And we're like, oh, no. You're that guy. Wearing the V-neck t-shirts and just hitting the bench press all the time.
Right.
Hey, why don't you grab a selfie in the mirror? Thanks. All right. Anyways, end of the summer. We had an end of the summer barbecue last night with some friends, kids' friends, and their parents came over.
Okay.
Nothing, I don't like to see summer go.
Right.
Got my last couple swims in.
Does the pool shut down?
Maybe. That's a good question. Normally it does. Normally about the third week of September, the outdoor pool shuts down.
Okay.
And then, but this year apparently, long story short, one of the indoor pools, which I don't go to because it's a mess, but one of the indoor pools, they have to do some maintenance, so they're going to try to keep the outdoor pool open through October.
Okay.
Which is good, maybe good news. And also, great podcast stories.
Maybe not your last swims of the year, then.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay. Scratch that last little bit.
Okay.
Mirrorless update. Canon mirrorless update. They announced they brought their camera out.
Okay.
Canon did. Did you not read all about it?
No.
Mm-hmm. You're not really in the market for one, are you?
No, not at this point.
No, and like I said before, I'm not either for good reason, I think. They announced it, and I'm a little, I wouldn't say disappointed, and more excited that I didn't, that I went with the used Mark III.
Okay, so is it the specs? Is it, what is it that has you less than jazzed?
It's just, you know, meh. It's not, it like I said before last week, I like the fact that I now have a couple of years for them to work the bumps out. And there's a few bumps in this. Like, first of all, the whole system doesn't look as compact as I would like.
Okay.
Like, one of the reasons to get the mirrorless is you're eliminating, you're shortening the flange distance, you're eliminating the, you know, the mirror, hence mirrorless, that's where that name comes from. But you're making things simpler and smaller, and this package doesn't look that small. The lenses look pretty big. The 4K video, which I've gone on record saying I don't really care personally about 4K video, but down the road, clients will care, and guess who pays the bills? And so the 4K video, from what I've read, is going to be a 1.8 times crop, which is even greater than the APS-C 1.6.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not good, in my opinion. Now, on the flip side, as far as like an APS-C sensor, so like not the full frame, but like on the Canon, the 1.6 crop, like what it's the 7D is probably the flagship for the crop sensor on Canon.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Now that side, the physical size of that sensor roughly is equivalent to 35 millimeter movie film.
Okay.
Because movie film, which they don't shoot anymore, but at the time it would shoot up and down. So you would shoot across the image instead of having it, you understand what I'm saying? Like it would go from the top to the bottom.
Yeah.
And thus it's roughly the same size as the APS-C sensor. So in that world, it's kind of okay. And so in that respect, I can kind of see the 1.8 crop. But if we're doing the full frame like Sony is, and you can do 4K on that huge frame, that's kind of what people want to see.
Right.
And so that's a little disappointing. But like I said, we have a couple years before I need to even dive in. And maybe they'll sort it out. Maybe they won't. Maybe I'll switch horses. But
I think by that, you mean Sony or something else?
No, I'm going to learn to ride a horse.
Okay.
Yeah, like Indiana Jones, man.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no, who knows? It could be Sony. It could be, I could just hang it up by then and not do it. But I think one of the issues that Canon's facing is they also sell cinema cameras, like the C200, C300, Mark II, that they would like to continue to sell to people.
Mm-hmm.
And if they all of a sudden start cannibalizing their own market by releasing a $2,000 camera with a full frame video, 4K video that can approximate that, they might be worried that they're going to cannibalize their sales on the big ticket items.
Right.
That's what people are talking about. And I think that's probably relatively accurate. So there's that. And it's funny because my wife just read a story in I guess the German newspaper or wherever she reads stories.
Okay.
About Polaroid and how Polaroid had a chance to really grab the digital photography business by the tail, and they didn't want to. Early on they didn't want to because they didn't want to cannibalize their film sales.
Right.
And when I say Polaroid, I actually mean Kodak.
Okay.
Different. So anyway, so that maybe that's the thing here. Maybe they're going to end up, you know, shooting themselves in the foot, and Sony will take over. Who knows?
Okay, well, that's a good update.
Mm-hmm. All right, reminder. Monthly challenge for, what is it, September?
Yes.
September. I should have wrote that down. I couldn't think of the month. Wow. Wake me up when September ends. Reminder, monthly challenge for September is short lighting, and that was brought to you by Adam Schwartz.
Yes.
I might do Schwartz lighting.
Yeah, even better.
Mm-hmm. Which is basically just, forget the lights. I'm kind of lazy. So.
I like that.
Yeah. Write it down.
Okay.
I have a rant. Do you want to hear it now or next week?
Let's have it.
All right. Maybe you can relate to this.
Okay.
So I was in Italy a couple weeks ago, and I had to call Vancouver.
Okay.
Now I had my iPhone with me, and the campground we're staying at, this is where we're at in 2018. The campground had Wi-Fi blanketing the entire campground.
Okay.
And it's included. Like, it's you get complimentary Wi-Fi for 2 hours a day, which when you're on vacation at the beach is plenty. What are you doing at the beach? You know, how much do you need to be online, right?
Right.
So point being, I had plenty of Wi-Fi, a couple hours to deal with. I'd make a phone call for some business stuff to go back to Vancouver. And so no problem. I log on, get on the Wi-Fi, go on the FaceTime, mm-hmm. load up the FaceTime, the very app that we're using right now, you and I.
Okay.
I go on the FaceTime audio, click on new chat to phone the guy. I know he has an iPhone. We've set this up ahead of time.
Right.
And it says, okay, well, how do you want to get in touch with him? Does he use this number? I was like, yeah. Click on that. So boom. We're hooked up. Hey, how's it going? We're about 4 minutes in, and I get this beeping sound, which I've never heard before. I'm pretty new to the iPhone, right?
Okay.
Now, I should backtrack and say that I have a prepaid plan. I pay $8 a month, but on my account, it's not linked to my credit card or anything like that. I just put money onto the account, and every month it takes out €8, and that's what pays for unlimited talking and texting, etc.
Sure.
So I have €14 in reserve on my account.
Okay.
So after about 4 minutes, it is beeping, beeping, and I'm like, I ignore it. I don't. Is that on your end? I don't know what that is. 60 seconds later, boom, call cuts off. I think, oh no. Well, it turns out I had phoned his cell phone.
Okay.
So I made a very expensive call from Italy to Vancouver with my German phone, which cost me about €16 for 4 minutes. Because within FaceTime, even though because in your phone, you have the phone app.
Yeah.
If you want to make a phone call, you click on phone. If you want to use FaceTime, you click on FaceTime. I had clicked on FaceTime very specifically.
Right.
And yet it just went, it said, oh yeah, here, call this one, and went right through to his cell phone.
Oh.
I don't mind the money.
Okay.
I can get more of that. That's not the point. The point is I was very, very careful, I thought, to do this properly. So I'm more disappointed in Apple, actually. Why is this an option? I don't think you're as angry as I am.
No, I mean, I'm angry because, you know, this is the kind of thing that absolutely happens all the time, I think, to everyone. And another example would be, you know, you could be on your home Wi-Fi and all of a sudden your Wi-Fi drops out, but your phone or your tablet or whatever you might use just switches over to data without ever telling you, right?
Now, see, luckily, when I first got my phone, I had somebody go ahead and show me how to switch that off.
Okay.
And I didn't even know it existed. I would never have known it was even in existence, that the Wi-Fi assist. I did not know. I wouldn't know where to look for it.
Yeah.
Let alone to look for it.
And I'm not even talking about the Wi-Fi assist because I've you know, taken that out. I just mean your connection goes down and your phone just connects to the network, like the LTE or whatever,
right,
whatever it is, network. And there's no alert to say, oh, by the way, your Wi-Fi is down and now we're switching over. No, it's just go ahead and do that. And if you're watching a video or something, that chews up data in a hurry. So Right. I feel like that's a little bit of a scam, and maybe there is some way to get around that. There probably is, and I just haven't bothered to research it. But again, the Wi-Fi assist was one kick in the pants, and then it just seems like if the network's down, it just moves on over and says, "All right, we're good."
Or my other favorite move is now I have to figure out what is an iMessage and what is a text.
Yeah, I don't get that.
You know, one screen, one's blue.
Yeah.
But how do you make the blue? Now, if I'm texting with you, it has to be blue. Otherwise, I pay, $9 a text or something like that. Within Europe, I have free texting, 100%. Go nuts. So that's fine. There's no issue. But the rest of it should be data. Now, will it send via data? Will it, and then you have WhatsApp. There's a lot of ifs, ands, and what have yous involved in owning a cell phone at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is what I was trying to avoid.
What, your children?
No, the cell phone stuff. That's not even my kid. I don't know whose kid that was. Yeah. Hopefully, mom. Yeah. Okay, my wife will take care of that.
I feel like your wife is disciplining them now.
Yeah, I doubt that. She's probably giving them ice cream to shut them up. So, anyways, FaceTime audio, do better, man. I know, and I'm going to add this to their bill just on principle. However, not Apple's bill, but my client's going to get a 16-euro surcharge because that's what they do in Italy, by the way. When you sit down to eat, well, maybe we'll talk about that another time next week. So, all right. Okay. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Good question. I did. Did I mention I did headshots for my daughter and her a couple of her dance friends? They're going to try out for the Nutcracker, one of the Christmas productions downtown Vancouver for the Nutcracker. So they knew that. Oh, hey, we need a headshot for our application because it's a whole process, right? This is a big professional production, and they audition young kids for small parts, like, for the ballet, and that's kind of one of the things that they don't get paid or anything. It's just kind of an honor, kind of a fun thing for them to be part of this big professional production. So all the people
who go to watch it, they don't have to pay either, right?
Like, they're footing the bill on the giant production. I don't think the kids get anything other than the fact that this is a pretty cool experience. So they're clearly not doing it for the money, but the prima ballerinas are getting paid. Let's put it that way. Yeah. So anyways, they needed some headshots for this whole audition process, and so they asked if I would do it, and I said, "Of course, yeah, that's really no problem." So I did a couple of headshots. So that was kind of interesting in that I just did white background, and because it was only a headshot, I did it without ever setting up my white background. I used my giant screen, my 100-inch movie screen for the projector, and then just did it with that. So really easy setup when you don't actually have to set up a white background, and perfect for headshots. So it's coming in handy for more than just watching movies.
Are you going to post your daughter's headshot or no?
Yeah, sure. I'll put that in the box.
Let's put that in there. What are you worried that, like, what happens when your daughter's not good looking enough to be in Nutcracker?
I don't even know. I mean, yeah, I don't know if they're wearing a costume, so if you'd even actually see their faces, but
yeah, hence the headshot.
Yeah. Well, for this part, I think they're looking for cute kids. So, I don't know.
You're doing fine. I'm only teasing because obviously, your daughter's actually much better looking than she should be based on your genetics.
That's funny and true.
Yeah.
or maybe it's funny because it's true. I don't know.
Either way, she'll be fine. I'm sure she'll get in. When does it play? When is it going to play in December?
I really don't know. By no means is any of it a shoo-in because I think they get hundreds of kids applying for these or putting in applications, and then they go this weekend and they do choreography and dance and whatnot. So who knows what they're looking for, but it's a huge production, and I think they get tons of Vancouver and local area dancers. So I think it's actually more of a long shot that any of them get picked. But even if one or two of their group of friends gets picked, I think it would be kind of neat. So.
Oh, no, it's only neat if your daughter gets picked. If one of the other friends gets picked, boom, she's out.
Yeah, no, I think that...
No more friends.
That is more of a commitment to my wife because she'll be the one shuttling her back and forth for however many productions that she has to take part in. So I really think that, hoping that it's a long shot is probably a good thing.
You're hoping she doesn't get in.
I'm not hoping she doesn't get in. I'm just hoping that, you know, that maybe they went in a different direction.
Yeah. Hopefully they pick someone local. Does anybody live by the Queenie Theater?
Yeah.
Who lives above the Queenie Theater? You can be in.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it the Queenie? I have no idea where it is.
I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure that's
where it is. Are you joking? I just picked one at random.
No, I'm pretty sure that that's where it is. And I think that's where they're going to spend the day this weekend auditioning and all of that. So, yeah, no, I think for her sake, it would be a neat experience. And because I probably won't have to do the bulk of the driving, it'd be a great experience for my wife.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck to her.
So there you go. So yeah,
I'll look at the headshot.
I'll put the headshot in for people to see. So just
and how many of your basic friends showed up for the headshot?
Oh, there's just three of them. So two of my daughter's friends and her, like three close friends that are all very much into ballet. They decided this would be a fun thing. So
and what did the parents? Did the parents throw you a couple of ducats or no?
They wanted to, and I actually said no. These are people that do lots of favors for us and
right.
help with all kinds of things. So this was kind of just sort of a, yeah, no problem. This is my part.
Fair enough. That's a huge thing, though. I mean, headshots, like you and I don't care because for us it's, you know, it's slow pitch softball.
Right.
In this case, but it you know, for most people, like it's an expensive deal, but
yeah. And because I didn't really have to, this wasn't a lot of setup. I did put up a couple of lights and my wife did bounce, but the screen was already up. Like I did this in the,
you're doing your own daughters anyways.
Yes. And I was going to do hers anyway. So they just came over and we did it all together. And of course, when you have, you know, friends come over, it does make the cooperation level of all of them much better because the others are watching. So I'm going to say all in for all three. Maybe we spent 20 minutes. I kind of went through and did them and then gave each kid a chance to do it again. Cause again, they get more relaxed after they've done it and seen the others do it. So the second time through, I think all the best photos, the ones that we used were all the second time through. So yeah, it didn't take very long. All in for all three of them, maybe a half an hour.
Okay, now I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second. Now, yeah, sure, half an hour. However, 8 years of learning how to do it to get there.
Yes, yeah. No, there's...
Now, here's the move. Here's the move you do. You turn down the money. You say, no, I appreciate the offer. I'll make you a deal. If both of our kids get the gig, you do the driving.
Sure, yeah. It's because I don't have to do any of that. That would only be a favor to my wife, yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. Also, if they do give you, maybe you can throw me a couple ducats for my FaceTime follow up.
Sure.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just combine that. Just add that on the bill. All right. I realized that I mean, vacation was one thing, but I have not been shooting a lot of just kind of around the house casual pictures because my kids kind of hate me. Not hate me, but hate the camera. And so I just haven't been doing it. And so I decided to, I'm going to look. I just saw some nice window light and just said, hey, I'm going to go grab the camera. So I just snapped a couple of pictures of my son and I just posted one. Is it interesting? I don't know, but I haven't been doing it.
Okay.
And so I'm going to post the window light picture of my son who's just, you know, mugging for the camera.
Gotcha.
And there it is, black and white. The end.
Okay.
So... All right, let's get into the photo challenge then.
Okay.
This is... Oh, you just posted the headshot. I'm going to look at the headshot right now.
In real time.
Oh, it's good. I like it.
Pretty basic, right? But and again, you're just trying not... I don't know. I haven't done a ton of these for professional applications, but just trying not to get too cute. You want you know, more or less relatively even light. And nothing too dramatic. So yeah, it is.
So is this on her? Ignoring the background for a sec. I don't know how you lit the background, but on her, is it two lights or three?
It is on her. It is one light and a bounce. And then actually,
there's a
backlight. Sorry. So two actual lights and then a bounce. So three
and a
lights
bounce for Phil.
Three. Okay. Yeah. So three light sources. Yeah.
Okay. All right, and then one light in the background or two?
One light in the background.
Okay, no, it works out nice and flat, and even.
Yep.
Nice. All right. So for the challenge this week was, what was it? Back to school.
Back to school, yeah.
Because guess who's going back to school? The kids are.
Mm-hmm.
So which you posted two? Which is I'll
just
your, which
use.
Is your go-to?
I'll use the one of Jack just because it's.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you're going with your daughter.
No, just because I mean the light's more interesting on the one of my son, and it's got just a little bit more. And well, there's a headshot.
You know who's more interested though is not your son.
No, but that's why I chose this photo. There's some with him with a big goofy grin and laughing, and I went the other way, and I went with the super serious face this time. So yeah, let's.
He is not happy with you at all.
I tried to get him, like I said, serious face. So this, he was actually completely happy, and I should put in one of the goofy giant laugh pictures that came a moment earlier or after. I'll maybe do that just to even this out. But he said serious face, no smile, and this is what he did. And I just liked it. I liked it as a back to school because you know in minds of children, back to school is kind of bittersweet. Summer's over now. I got to do homework and sit in class and all of that stuff. So I liked the mood of this photo.
As he's going into grade.
He's going to grade four.
Grade four.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't see my daughter's going into grade two, which we're going to find out in a minute. I for some reason I thought he was way older than her.
No, he's just very tall.
As is my daughter though. Okay. So I mean, because of my wife, not because of me, but, right. Wow. Okay. Going in grade four. Okay. Yeah. But grade four, I think I was still excited to go back to school in grade four. I think
he was semi excited to go back to school, probably more so than my daughter going into grade six.
Grade six. Yeah. You don't learn anything good in grade six.
Yeah. So,
you know, like grade five, you do the fur trade and you're like, all right, I get to go to Fort Langley and some guy can make a nail in front of me. But, you know, like pound it out with the hammer but don't worry, at the end, there's going to be fudge. So, you know, that to me, that's what Fort Langley is.
That was the payoff, was the fudge.
Yeah. You can buy old time fudge at the, I don't know what the outpost or sure. something, you know, the canteen, yeah. They would do that. And so, you know, that was fine. And then grade six, you're like, you don't learn anything.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't learn anything.
Total, like this, she better get that nutcracker gig because this year is going to be a total waste of her time.
So, all right. Anyway, so the photo itself, like I picked this one partly because of the stoic, serious look on my son's face and partly because it was more obvious what I did with lighting in this photo, or at least I think it's more obvious and you'll realize why when I say so. The giant sort of spot of light that sits on the fence just in front of my son,
that golden light.
Yeah, so that is a gold bounce that I had my wife holding just off camera. So this photo is completely ambient light plus just the gold bounce, which you see on his forehead and under his hat, some of that gold mm-hmm. light. And I just really like how, you know, it's used as fill, and underneath his chin and neck, you can see some of that gold light, but it's just subtle enough that I don't think you'd really notice it. And if I crop this tighter on the fence where you just saw that gold and it didn't go sort of the darker shadow gold, darker shadow again, I don't think, I don't think you would know at all that there was any bounce here. It just kind of looks nice. And I don't use the bounce enough, but I really just like the effect when I do use it. So the sort of whatever you want to call, what's the word for the light when it's coming through the trees that's all kind of on his arms and shirt and stuff? What do we call that again? The dappled light. I really liked it just because the dappled light sort of speaks to, again, this time of year and back to school. So this wasn't so much about the expression or anything. It was just I liked this photo for just the light that's in the photo.
Do you know why you don't use bounce light more often?
Because I need someone to hold it.
You know, partially.
Yeah.
Partially that. You need me to hold it.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, I need you to hold it.
Right.
Because my wife's fine. Like, she technically has opposable thumbs, so she can hold it.
Right.
However, she doesn't get the finer points.
No, no.
And she wants to. My wife very much wants to get the finer points, but it's like, oh, she can't find it, and then she's bouncing it somewhere else. I'm like, yeah, but if you kind of arc it into a parabola, now we can focus the light, or you can go the other way and whatever the opposite of a parabola is, an umbrella, I don't know. And you can do that. You can defeat. You know, see, you got options here. Like, you can get really artsy with just the bounce,
right?
And so that's what you need. Like, you need me to come in there and be like, all right, I got this. And vice versa.
Yeah. So, my wife is, it's a bit of a comedic performance with her in the bounce. But yeah, eventually I just kind of, you know, position her arms and say, stay right there.
That's essentially what I do. And then somebody sneezes and it's all over.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah. No, I do like this. I like the mixing the colors. He's not tremendously inviting us into the picture, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
He's telling me, hey, we done?
Yeah.
So that's why I did like the picture of your daughter better, especially in the eyes, like the way that her eyes just light up.
Yeah. Yeah. Hers is, again, it's a tighter shot. And so it doesn't show as much. I mean, you see the gold light and whatnot, but from a lighting standpoint, just because I wanted to say to the listeners, hey, if you've got one of these bounces, go out and use it. And
did you not bounce? Did you bounce on your daughter? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can see it on her chin and on the bottom of her face, but it's a lot more subtle in her photo than it is in his. Yeah.
And let me just say, I appreciate the symmetry with which her necklace hangs.
Ooh. Okay.
Good for her. That's all her.
Yes.
All right. Let's have a look at mine. This is my daughter. She starts grade two. Well, when you're hearing this on Monday, that's day one of school. So they start a week later here.
Okay.
And so I convinced her to pose for a back of school photo a week early for the show. And you can tell she's going into class at zwei.
Right.
So there you go.
Nice.
You know, I lit mine 100% though. This is 100% lit.
Yes.
One umbrella, camera left. And then one flash is raking the wall just to sort of add a little effect to it. Add a little, what do we call that? That's my son now in the background yelling.
Great. He's practicing for school. He's practicing his singing.
He's yelling about pirates.
Okay.
But in German.
Do they teach pirates in school?
Not the good kind, not the real ones.
Okay.
Not the current pirates. They go with. We went to the movies the other day. We went and saw a pirate cartoon. Him and I. And there was including us. There was four people in the theater.
Nice.
And so halfway, but I had nodded off because I really don't care about Captain Sharky.
Okay.
That's the name of the pirate here. And it is fine. Movie is fine, but I use it as an opportunity to nod off a little bit. And when I woke up to find out that the other dad and his son they were sitting about five rows behind us, had decided to come and sit right next to us. Because the other kid had decided he wanted to sit right next to my son, literally the next seat over. And I woke up and I'm kind of startled. And I look over and the dad's just kind of shrugging like, I'm sorry, man. But go nuts. Go ahead. But that was Captain Sharky. And there was some windsurfing and kite surfing. So it was a good movie.
Okay, great.
So anyway, so this is my daughter. I decided, you know, hey, we're going to write. I see people writing on the chalkboards. And so I said, oh, that's what we're going to do. I don't know.
Yeah. We have one from a few years ago with Sarah and Jack together. With the back to school on the chalkboard that looks very similar to this, and I like it. It's again, I've kind of used this effect a couple of times, and so now they're
what's the problem with mine?
Your daughter's smile.
Oh no! Are you worried she's having a stroke?
This is the smile now that my daughter often makes and that I detest. I hate this smile. My daughter does it so much now. It's like the too cool smile. Like, she won't do the real smile. So I have a very personal association to this particular kind of smile that says, all right, I'm doing this, but I hate it. I don't want to do this. Yeah.
Yeah. She participates. She's pretty good about it now. I think she learns from dad. Like, this is dad's version of a big toothy ear to ear smile.
Okay, but she doesn't usually do this. She doesn't usually do this.
Yeah, lately she has been, but she's kind of trying to, because she goes way too big, and I tell her to bring it down a little bit, and this is where she lands. But no, I, the smile, you're right, it's not my favorite smile, but it's not the end of the world. No, the chalkboard's too big.
No.
Which you can tell it is too big. It takes up too much. There's more chalkboard than her in the picture. Like, that's nonsense. And so, afterwards I realized, like, after I drew this, I said, oh, man, I left so much room on the right side of the chalkboard that's empty that she has to kind of cover, stand in front of it, and I wasn't going to redraw it because that would require effort, and thus I wasn't doing it.
Gotcha. No, it doesn't bother me at all.
All right. All right. Well, that's the back to school. Two lights. Haven't done lighting in a while. Probably going to do some more of it as the winter comes, as the fall and winter.
Okay.
All right. Topic this week. We're talking a little bit about your vacation to a Soyuz.
Mm-hmm.
Now, originally I just said the Okanagan because Soyuz is in the Okanagan, but a Soyuz is such a great word.
Mm-hmm. It is. Fun to say.
Yeah. I think it's an Indian word. It means motel.
Okay.
There's lots of motels in a Soyuz.
Yeah, there is.
Okay, so how long did you go for?
A week. Went for one week. Yeah.
And you stayed in a motel or a cabin or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. A motel right on the beach that we've stayed in for this is the fourth annual trip, so.
Okay.
We're
always staying in the same place.
Oh, yeah. We always stay in the same place because it's so nice, yeah.
Okay, so we talked about it when you were leaving. When you knew you were going to stay there, so it kind of dictates what you bring for equipment. What did you bring for equipment?
I actually think we talked about... I was going to bring the 5D Classic because I figured on having it in the water a fair bit, and that's the camera I'm most comfortable with bringing out into the lake. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember if I said I was going to just bring the 50mm. I think that's what I said. I was going to just bring the 50mm, but as it turned out, I ended up bringing the 85mm as well. We had plans to meet up with some friends who have a place up near a Soyuz, and they have a boat and all the fun toys, jet skis, all that stuff. And so I figured I'd bring the 85.
Is this the golf course people?
Don't
they have like a putting green or something?
That's different people. We met up with them as well. That's closer to Kelowna, so we stayed with them as well. But these are other friends that Jack plays sports with, and they have a place and Sea-Doos and a ski boat and all the toys. So I figured if we were going to do, you know, any photos off the back of the boat, the 50mm might be too far away, so I thought I'd bring the 85, so I had sort of zoom options, or not zoom, but just a closer. Mm-hmm. So that was basically the lens selection. I didn't bring the wide angle, just the 50 and the 85.
Okay, and so what did you shoot most with?
Mostly with the 50mm, I'd say, because I was kind of up close. A lot of the photos were taken, you know, just a few feet away from my subject. So most of the photos you see that I've included are kind of, you know, just out in the lake as people are doing different things, whether they're, sitting or standing on surfboards or jumping off of the dock or whatever. So I can more or less, you know, be relatively close to them. And then the 50mm is good just because it provides just a nice kind of happy medium in terms of what my eye sees.
It's kind of my favorite lens for this kind of thing because, you know, you can really hammer that depth of field. Like, you can get rid of the background if you want on most things, but you also can see lots. It's such a great jack of all trades.
Yeah, and I think every photo, now that I'm looking at it, I'm pretty sure every photo that I included was with the 50mm. I don't think there's anything with the 85 in that group of pictures.
Right, so let's have a look. Quick look at a couple of them. So here's your son jumping off the dock.
Yeah, so there's always a lot of that. There's always a lot of dock jumping. So I just picked one of many that I could have. Not that there's anything spectacular about that specific one. Just I like the pose and the action and whatnot. So there's a lot of that going on.
I can really see the smoke in the air there too.
Oh yeah, you see the common theme regardless of time of day. So the next photo I'm looking at is there's a group shot that I did as a run-in where I put the camera on the tripod actually in the water, just like about a foot. So it's kind of where beach meets water. And then that's a 50mm just kind of run-in group shot.
And you took this shot at Wine 30.
Yeah, that's in the evening. But you see kind of that reddish pinkish light mixed with the mountains are right there, but you almost can't see them because of that, the haze created by that, the smoke. So it's definitely a bit eerie. And then I took a photo, the next photo on the dock, which is a nighttime photo. They had my in-laws brought these balloons with LED lights in them. And so they wanted to take some evening shots. So it's really hard because it's pretty dark at this point. So, you know, I'm trying to make sure that you can see the people, and there's so little light coming off the balloons because they actually blink. So you can't get all of the balloons illuminated at the same time. And the light is so tiny and small that it can't light the people up. So I basically had to expose more for the people. And you can see in a couple of the balloons, there's a little bit of light coming out of them. But even at that time of evening, you know, this is kind of blue hour. You still can see how much smoke and how much the mountains are obscured by the smoke.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So there's that. But what the upside is, I mean, again, kind of across the board with all the photos, what you do get with this kind of smoke is you get a very kind of like soft, pleasing light that makes for shooting midday photos, like the ones of my, you know, son and my family on the surfboards playing their various different games and balancing and whatnot. That's midday sun where it looks great. It doesn't look much different than the evening light that the group photo was taken in.
No, so that's a little happy side effect, I guess.
Yeah.
I would prefer blue sun, a blue sky and nice sun.
Yes, me too. But given that what it did do is make for anytime you saw something interesting happening, I could just pull the camera into the lake and do this. And so my family has lots of fun things they like to do in the water. So whether it's dock jumping or whether it's some sort of evening group shot with balloons, or, you know, they like to dash into the water, line up and race into the water. So again, I can't speak enough to the fact of having sort of a camera that I feel comfortable with taking it out into the lake and just kind of getting right at just above water level and shooting what's going on. So, and we had friends that are up there that kept commenting on, you're going to take your camera out into the lake. And I said, yeah, that's kind of how you get the good photos. And they said, well, what about the lens? And I said, well, same thing. As long as I don't drop it into the lake, the lenses are built to handle this kind of situation. They're not
a little bit. Yeah.
They're not built for dropping them in the lake. So as long as I don't do that, I'm going to be good. So, yeah, I mean, this is now 4 years of pretty much, well, I'm using the same lenses that I was 4 years ago and taking them out into the lake and everywhere else, and they're still working just fine. So, I think it's definitely worth the risk as long as you're careful to bring some of your equipment out into the lake.
As we've said many times, if you get enough photos that are interesting and good, at some point you kind of break even. So if you go out next year and you drop that 5D in the lake, you're not going to be happy about it.
Right.
But you've gotten your money's worth on it. So it kind of paid off.
And I mean, you know, be smart, put a strap on your camera, right? Like that's helpful. And, and then like, I mean, I try to educate the kids. It's harder, I guess, when they're really little, but you know, I generally stand far enough away that, you know, when they jump off the dock, I'm not getting directly splashed. So, you know, lens choice is important as well. And then I try to tell them, hey guys, don't specifically go out of your way trying to splash me in the camera. So
that's the rub, because there's a lot of kids who are kicking around that you don't know that are at the beach that find that funny, turns out.
Yeah. And I think I've been relatively fortunate in terms of, you know, we generally try to do these photos kind of away from the strangers, right? For two reasons. I don't want to have them, you know, basically wreck my gear. And at the same time, I don't want to seem like the creepy dude that's kind of, you know, taking photos of the strangers. So I think some of it is just generally just being smart about where and when you pull the camera out.
Indeed. All right. Photos look great. I mean, you know, you must be the hit. Do people still bring out do your in-laws and relatives, do they bring out the iPhone still, or just think, Adam's
no,
got it?
Nobody brings out anything. And
good.
I didn't post any of the photos that we took from the day we spent at the friend's house that had all the waters, just because I would have to ask. There's multiple families there, and I'd have to ask permission of so many different people that it's just, again, I just feel like, okay, you can kind of guess as to what that stuff looks like. But The photos that I took there of on the boat with the kids doing tubing and using the Sea-Doos and whatnot, they were really, really great. And the colors just worked so well the day that we did that. So that was kind of neat. And again, people really appreciated that, especially the people whose cabin it was, who year after year, they spend their summer doing all this stuff, but they don't have, you know, the great, great photos capturing sort of, you know, frozen moments that are just so cool when, you know, the kids soaring mm-hmm. through the air on the tube and, or, you know, they had surfboards and all kinds of things that they were using behind the boat. And I think they really appreciated having some of these cool photos that I just did sitting on the back of the boat. Right. So
sure. If they can submit those and get into the Nutcracker, they're good.
Sure. And what I'm saying is, if you have friends or you're planning to do this sort of thing with friends and you're the guy or girl who brings their camera and is able to do this, guess what you're probably going to get next year in terms of an invite?
A re-invite.
Yes. Yes. That's kind of how it works, I think. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I highly recommend it because people aren't inviting me back because of my personality.
No, generally not. No, me either. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're good like that. Awesome. Looks good. All right. Photo challenge for next week is bounce flash outdoors.
Okay.
You have to say the outdoor like that. Outdoors.
Right, that makes it sort of mysterious and exciting.
Yes, and the monthly challenge for September is short lighting, and you can hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge or Hey Hosers on Instagram, and we will check that out. All right, websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
And you can find mine at AlanAtridge.com or the two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week. Get out there and make better photos.